All right, this week on All Range Mode, we're going to talk about games, movies.
Movies, games.
Oh, God. And they're all bad.
My name's Joe.
Both ways.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ.
I'm TJ, too.
But, dude.
Welcome to the show.
This week on All Range Mode.
Oh,
for some reason, he hold a this week on All Range Mode. I was thinking, like, oh, every time I should be like, all right, this week on All Range Mode, like that's the thing.
What is it?
He's not talking to you. He's talking to the dogs.
Oh, come on in.
I thought you had something interesting. You seem so into it.
Yeah. Boys, come check this out. Yo. Oh, you got up for that?
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
What's he got over there?
All right, we just did the intro and you guys walked away.
Well, we'll have to do it again. I'm looking for a. That was a terrible intro, by the way.
It was fine.
No,
free.
What was the game you're talking about?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? I want to know.
It's
really bad.
Yeah, it's just a bad free game.
What was it?
Okay, so you're in space. I don't know what it's called. It's just one view of space and like your.
I don't give a shit. What is the game?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay, so it's 4-player co-op or not co-op. What's the opposite? 4-1v1v1v1.
Cooperative.
You're telling me everything about the game, but it's fucking title. What is the title?
Stardust Vanguards.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's bad. I didn't know that. It sucks.
And you're in, like, mech suits.
Flying through space.
It plays like a 16-bit Geometry Wars.
Twin stick shooter.
But you have a sword as well, so you slash and you can dodge. And every once in a while, like, you can grab, like...
Fleets of enemies.
Fleets of enemies come, and if you kill one, then you get to put those in, like, your bank as like your fleet.
A buddy that comes out, it's one, it's terrible.
Yeah, but because neither of us bothered saving any.
I did. I tried
and
to put them all,
them all at me?
Yeah, there was like three.
It might have been better if it was 4-player.
Did you play this game?
We played it for like
two rounds.
It's really not that good.
Joe won the first round, I won the second.
Oh, I thought you, like, spent hours playing this co-op game.
No. I just grabbed it because I was interested, like, is this the next Towerfall? But it wasn't. It was terrible.
You bought it?
It's free.
You know what made Towerfall so amazing? Was how much of a surprise it was.
Was it $5?
That's part of the reason.
That is a big part of the reason. At least for me, it's like, I'd never heard of this. We tried it and it was incredible.
But we still play it today.
Last game that I played? We still play it today.
It's good.
It is good. No, Towerfall is serious.
Still love it.
It's the best game.
It's crazy that it's not online.
It's such a good multiplayer. I liked it best before we got all like the add-ons, when it was just bare bones.
No, you just have to get through it.
We didn't even really know how to catch arrows at the time in the beginning.
No, we sucked at catching
that
arrows.
That first night was so fun because we were all like learning together.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
Those battles where like you're catching each other's arrows.
Oh, I mean we've gotten better and they're amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, those little fights.
That's why it's cool.
It was such epic moments. I'm cheap.
It still
I
is.
I can honestly say that I'm cheap in that game. I'd let you guys fight and just like
Silent Victor.
Fight.
Everyone plays Silent Victor.
Hey man.
It wins me a lot.
We named it Silent Victor. The Silent Victor is your strategy.
Wait, you talked about this?
Yeah, like Chad was the Silent Victor for like a long time. TJ and I were battling it out.
Oh yeah,
I would. You guys would actually a lot of the times I would fight you. I felt comfortable fighting you,
which is crazy.
But I would
I'm
win.
So good.
Unless you had a shield, and unless you had a shield, and I played like a pussy. I'd run from you right off the bat, and then I'd let Chad chase you.
You guys are way better than me at this game.
Like
every time I go up against any of you,
you're not the best, but you're good. Like you've won rounds. Remember when we played at TJ's house?
You feel like you're gonna lose against me?
Every time I go up against anybody,
Chad has some runs though.
You do. Sometimes you...
I think it's...
Dude, like three fucking rounds in a row. Like,
those are only the handicap ones, though. If I didn't have the handicap
So it's all in your head.
But if you go in head. If you go in blazing with a shield, you'll still get taken down.
Not necessarily.
No, you have a higher percentage that you won't.
Sure.
Like, I can get
hit. I'm not afraid of a guy in a shield, though. I'll say it.
Wait.
You just gotta go at him. Because that shield comes off so quick.
It does.
Because you come at, and you're like, I'm safe, and then you boom, boom, boom.
I find that people lose their shield a lot while jumping around, like, just avoiding, like, fucking bouncing arrows and stupid shit. Bramble.
Yeah.
If I die,
the fire will take your shield, and you're like, why did I jump
on
fire?
Like, there's a fucking...
If I have the shield, and I go up against somebody that doesn't, and it's like, oh, I'm confident I can do this, and I die...
You shoot every single one of your arrows?
It's like getting a goal on an empty net, like being that team.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Dude, the fact that if you shoot, if you pepper arrows and I hit grab, I grab all of them,
yeah,
and not just one and then get killed, is an amazing gameplay mechanic that they like must have figured out.
I love
you know,
it.
Like, they just keep shooting. Like, even if I catch the first one, they all come. It's like, well, what if it was time? Like,
it's blah, like blah, blah, a blah. Gap of time.
Yeah. And, like, after you catch one, I think you're invincible for, like, a split second. Or even maybe just the bad guys.
I don't know.
Are.
Sometimes it plays out fucking
no, you're invincible
really...
while you're dodging.
What a.
Yeah.
Because you catch everything, right?
A yeah. Well programmed
so
game.
Fucking good.
You got the, like, you're right. You got the time delay. Like,
yeah,
if you
I think
go,
everything's
I
perfect.
What it is, you know how you have that dash? I think the amount of time that dash takes, that animation, is the amount of time that you can catch those arrows.
So, like
so
really
there are times, there are some times where I fire 5 instead of 4, and that gap only allowed you to catch 4.
But you can almost
re-dash
immediately after, you, like, as soon as you land,
it's like half a second.
Yeah. Just enough time
that
to,
timing,
like,
by the way, is
shoot
also
a couple
perfect,
arrows.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
If you hit it too soon, you're like, I'm fucked right now, and then that's the time you die, right?
Yeah.
I love
Imagine
it.
Imagine how much fun it would have been for that dude to have invite his friends over and play the game.
And they're like, this is gold.
And give him feedback, though. Like, okay, what should I change? Like, oh, this kind of takes a little long. And he's just in his... Do you ever...
That would have been nuts.
Didn't awesome. We watch him build that game?
I had no idea who
no,
that was.
No, I've never seen that.
You're like, you emailed him.
You're like, I emailed a guy named Matt who makes games, and he gave me a code.
Okay, Polygon, when it came up for Ouya...
Yeah?
They had a whole special.
I think you're the only one
him.
Who went on Polygon. I never used Polygon.
Possibly.
Maybe. I might have shared it, though, because it was really cool. It was just him in, like a West End house, like a West End house, in the front room, just programming the game. And, like, his buddies, you'd invite all his buddies over, and, like, everybody come over, play the game.
Is he gross looking? I picture him as a fat...
No, he's really, he's, like, skinny. He looks like Tommy from Meat Boy.
Kinda. So kind
but
of
with,
like
but with longer hair.
The thin guy.
Yeah.
He's thin creepy. Dude.
Yeah. He's a creepy dude, but like, fuck.
He makes good games.
How awesome would that be?
It would be awesome. TJ, just start it. I'm sure you can figure it out.
Bert. We all come over and just give feedback. Like, oh,
the exact same
game,
but it's just different colored balls and lasers instead
just
of arrows.
Don't,
like,
don't release
just
it.
All about
just
like where you're moving on the map.
Space Rising. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Towerfall. Space Rising.
Could you imagine a Towerfall game VR? Could you imagine VR gaming? Like, seriously? Like, all jokes aside?
What are you talking about?
Did you listen to that podcast?
No.
The, oh man.
Which one?
Quality Control. They talk about HTC Vive and Oculus.
This is brand new?
It's not long form. It's Quality Control.
I've never heard any Quality Control.
Many episodes back.
Oh,
like when they first came
control.
Out.
I don't think I'm subscribing.
Really?
No, I will.
It's
though.
Just them reviewing games. It kind of sucks, but... They review the Rift and the Vive.
Oh, yeah.
They are experiences, man.
Yeah.
I went to my boss's retirement thing, Kenny, and it's Jordan, his son.
Did you play
nerd.
It?
No, he has
it. The Vive. Yeah,
his Vive, and he was telling me about it, and he's like, it's fucking awesome. He's like, I can see that it will be what gaming becomes. It's like, you don't really understand it until you play it.
No, I get it. Remember how against it I was?
He's like, you are literally in. He's like, you put headphones on and you put glasses on and he's like, you're in a new world. It is incredible. He's like, it's so much fun to do.
But how long do you want to be in there, man? Like, I would feel so weird.
Well,
about
I mean,
being in
it doesn't
than,
make
like,
sense
hour.
Necessarily for you because you have kids and I have kids and it'd be kind of weird. But like imagine Tim and I when we were 19, when we just locked ourselves.
If you were young.
If I just locked myself in a fucking basement for like... I did it for like a year with World of Warcraft. If that was VR,
I still don't.
There wouldn't be any coming
still think
back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, going
to,
back
to go under for like an hour,
it would be.
It'd be pretty intense.
It is intense. That's the thing. Like,
my god,
GPD from
you'll build up like a tolerance to it.
You have to. It's
imagine falling asleep inside of it or something. Like,
you wake up.
Imagine you're playing the next Elder Scrolls.
Could you imagine waking up and not realizing you're still playing a game? Like looking around the woods, like. What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. Like, I'm thinking about, like, a game where you won't die. Like, if you're just standing there, like, Fallout, you might survive if you're just standing there and the game's on.
So you wake up, you're just...
You wake
I can,
up, and
I can
it's
imagine,
just, like, first person, you're in the wasteland.
Yeah.
I can imagine being... Whoa. You know, in Battlefield, when you get sniped, like, you're just running along, okay, you go over here, and you're just... Like, just red screen.
Yeah.
That'd be the scariest fucking thing in the world.
It'd be amazing.
VR. Just... Ah! Like...
Yeah.
You know people hold records for the longest session of gameplay? People someone's going to do that. Like the longest VR session where they sleep.
I haven't left.
They're back in the game.
I haven't left the game. VR for 6 months.
So I'm still on Skyrim. It's been 4 hours.
I should go to sleep four days. Skyrim.
You can't tell me that's not going to happen. If
you
games
wake up
become...
in your Skyrim room. Just...
If VR were to take over, if that was like honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. But if I do, or if,
you can't.
If
right
it
now
did
it
happen, I don't know. Not with the technology we have.
No, you need, I mean, like they were saying in the Polygon review, that you need a room dedicated.
Okay, for
to
that
it.
One, I'm saying when VR becomes big and it's like done right, if this happens, there will be people who play games like World of Warcraft that never fucking leave.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. They'll be in the virtual world forever.
Yes.
Gamer will happen. The bad movie.
It's true.
It won't be all of society, but there'll be.
Yeah, there's
going to
be those
people.
That.
Yep.
That make their living playing.
That honestly kind of makes me want VR to take off.
Yeah,
maybe sick.
That's it. More than they are.
Imagine the world simulation that could happen though. Like
Second Life.
Whoops. Yeah, like if you have a job in World of Warcraft, and you're actually making money, like real money, to help you survive outside in the real world.
So you're basically going to work in a video game.
Yeah, you work for 8 hours a day. That can happen.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That'd be bad.
You're just sitting in your room, you're the fucking wood chopper of the town. You just go,
who would do that though?
It's crazy that
people would.
It's crazy that
I would. Fuck.
Like, even if 10 people
did it. I just
got
promoted in the game. I make like $20 an hour now.
I could sell my in-game money for real money.
No, it is real money. Because so many people play the game.
Well, yeah, it's the same way people get away
with
playing Diablo for life.
Nobody does that.
People do it.
People play it for money, but right now it's just like...
Wait, is it Warcraft then?
Yeah.
People play
Warcraft yeah,
for
and they
real
like,
money.
Diablo
no,
used to have real money.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Diablo used to have a actual dollar auction house.
Did
and
it?
They got rid of it.
Yeah, if you got the dope and shit.
After like a year.
Yeah, so you, just, you would...
Real
you
money
would,
auction
you
house.
You would go
yeah.
into thing, get
what,
gear and then sell it on eBay.
I wonder what the
Diablo
record is
eBay.
For like... Who made the most money... In real life.
Check it out.
Let's buy DiabloEbay.com.
Diablo eBay.
Anyway, a point I was trying to make earlier. Cheapy D from that other podcast. Gamer.
What about him?
He did the Vive too, and he like explained his experience, and he said like it is even doing games like there's a job game where you like you're an office guy or you're a chef or you just do their jobs. He's like, even that game where it's not intense, he's like, you have to stop. It's like it's too much.
Wow.
Like, he's like, every 15 minutes, you have to get out.
And the Vive does that cool thing where it's got, like, the outward-facing camera.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody comes into the room.
Oh, yeah.
You can just, like, look out, and there's, like, this digital, like, Tron world of your actual room.
Really? That's so cool.
Like, they just,
Tron
like,
is,
like, every edge, they just kind of highlight, achievable. And you just, like,
It makes it look like a game,
yeah.
Basically.
I haven't
like,
seen that, but yet. That'd be fucking... Cool.
Do you guys remember?
It's like augmented reality.
Yeah.
TJ, buy this.
Hey, do you guys remember the VR? The VR technology where
you
put
to buy
a
brand new computer too.
Yeah, well,
that's like I'll have that the price of entry is ridiculous for this.
It's like $12.99 for the Vive itself.
Yeah, and then you have to buy like
a computer.
Our dollar. It's like a $2,500 computer.
TJ is $1,200. So
$1,200.
For $2,500 total, we could go to your house and play it.
$100? $700?
Yeah.
For PlayStation?
Vive.
For Vive.
Dude, the PlayStation
no,
one is obviously going to be the one that takes off.
$699
in the States.
Is it really? I thought it was $1,200 or something.
It's $1,200 over here, I think. It's like
how
a,
the fuck
I'm
that?
Pretty sure it's $1,199.
Okay, so how does that equate?
It doesn't.
We
so
just get
why
fucked on everything.
That's bullshit.
I mean, you could buy it in the States and actually save
how
money.
Much is a fucking PlayStation VR in Canada? $800? $700? $699.
$699 with the move.
Bundle? But you need it. You need that for probably most of the games.
The only thing...
So I have to pay $700 just to do this?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, listen.
On top of my PlayStation that was already $400, and then buy a game that's $90.
Plus you're going to have to buy Neo.
Cock. Fuck.
You don't have to buy Neo.
So the price entry for most people, if you do, though, if that's why Neo's coming out, it's like you have
to have that. $1,000.
Minimum. Dude. Yeah, minimum gear.
It'll come down.
A cool thing.
4 years time.
I'm not waiting 4 years to do VR. I'm not ever going to be behind the curve
there's
on gaming.
There's an app on VR and like actually all of the headsets, like a game that doesn't have virtual reality included, like in it.
Yeah.
There's a render of a movie theater, and you're sitting in the theater playing the game that you're playing. It's not in VR.
So it makes on big screen.
Yeah. So, so you're just like in the theater going like, oh yeah. Like,
so that makes anybody who has a shitty TV have amazing TV.
Yeah. I've always loved the idea of just like playing games in a, on a virtual high
desk watching screen. Fucking movies. Imagine getting, oh.
We had an idea before for Xbox Live to be able
I can't imagine it.
Watch movies over it.
That'd be horrifying, but amazing.
And have your avatar sit in a theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sit next to, like, you can...
And what was that?
We had an idea before for, like, Xbox Live. And, like, you should be able to watch movies over this and, like, chat.
With your buddies.
You can't.
That existed.
It did?
Yeah. Exist.
They actually they had a movie theater where you and your avatar...
Did that actually happen, or was that an idea?
No, it happened. It wasn't what you think. It was the shittiest fucking thing ever.
No, but like, the avatar head would be sitting in the one in front of you, and you'd just be like, press Y to say,
That's gay.
And then, but you could chat over the same, like, you could watch it in a party and talk.
Okay, well, that's a grand idea that I didn't...
Microsoft 360 avatars. What was the game that we always play in our 360 avatars were our characters?
Uno.
Uno, was it 100 King questions or whatever?
Probably the best game. Oh,
101 or 101,
whatever it was.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
What the fuck is it called? Like,
it was called 100 questions or 100, the 100 or something.
The 100.
No.
No, that's a new shit show. 100 something though.
Whatever it was, you'd go there and be like, it's
it. Yeah, that's what it was like, watching your thing.
Like the back of an avatar, the bottom of an avatar sheet.
I think you could get 2 gamer score from that game, and I tried for them.
Whatever it was.
You get 20? A lot of gamer score.
No way.
They had, I think they were pushing hard. That was really cool. They gave you like 500 at least.
That was really cool. I said, like, wasn't it free? Like, a free community-based trivia game where you're always competing against other avatars?
Xbox Live did amazing stuff.
Yes, it did.
I wish we did. Like, TJ and I have it. We have never played anything on it.
Those butts, no.
360, man. We're trying to do a 360.
Yeah, but Xbox is still good. It is still good as...
No, it isn't.
It is.
You listen to
You don't have one. You've never seen it.
The second... No, well, I keep hearing.
Okay, the internet... Thanks for us. The internet collectively, yeah, it's become a thing to
you
say.
You know what they are?
Oh, the graphics are so bad on Xbox One.
No, it's probably the difference between 360 and PS3.
They're not.
Whatever.
It's actually immeasurable than that.
Yeah, it's like an immeasurable difference where I get to gloat, but yeah.
It's a fun console. If we all had it, it'd be fucking sweet.
I would...
The controller's better, undeniably.
The controller is the best thing in the world.
It's got so much weight to it. It feels quality.
I got like 6 of them over there.
Games are shit, though.
They're not. They're all the same.
Games are bad.
They're not the same.
The games are bad. You know what
shit is? They're not all the same.
If I play...
Dude, they all run worse.
They don't run that much worse.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Half as many.
You've played yours, eh? I've played games on Xbox One. They don't run bad. They don't look bad. They look amazing. Just like a fucking PS4.
They run less frames per second. And they run less
resolution. Generally, everything runs at 60 or 30 frames anyways. There's not many things that are running 60 frames per second.
Running at less resolution in a game like Battlefield, where you're looking far down and you see a tree that's like...
You've never seen Battlefield on Xbox.
This is 1080p.
Dan, the eyes have it, man. It's obvious. Who cares?
Dude, PS4's a little better. Is something that stands out.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying...
You can't notice a difference.
I agree.
So why are you arguing with me?
Because...
I would rather play on the superior console.
Because you're both right.
Statistics say that it's better. It looks better.
Yeah.
That's you're only going, you're, one thing, though, right?
You're
that's,
literally that's, sucked in by like what everybody says.
No, but look that's not even yourself, the case.
You will not see a difference.
Xbox fucked me at the beginning of this generation.
How?
No, they said
no online games. Fucking, you gotta always be online, though.
Who gives a shit?
Get rid of it.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? If you were even online, what's it matter?
It's worse. It's ugly. It's a big fucking ugly thing.
I think, honestly,
the stats within the console itself say that PS4 is better.
Sure, I agree with you, but you won't notice
the difference. And games look better.
No, but Dan, they do already look a little bit like a tiny, tiny, tiny...
You don't know either.
Look at Uncharted 4 versus fucking Quantum Break.
Let's say it's...
No, I'm not. I'm saying that games can... Like, say the same game comes out, Tomb Raider.
It runs worse.
You won't notice a difference by looking at it.
The fact that it already is...
But it's already on my console... And it runs better.
You don't even play games.
Let me finish my thought. It's just we do it. Like I honestly think
Xbox is worse.
Let Joe talk, and then I want to talk.
I honestly think PS4 is a slight edge, but in these long console cycles, like it's PS4 will start to pull away more and more, and you know that.
Xbox Live is awesome.
I'm not saying we're talking about graphics, right?
No, I'm talking about console general.
What does Xbox Live do now compared to PS4?
I don't use my Xbox. I don't have all of these answers. I don't know what the new things.
The interface is 10 times better on Xbox. So okay, listen.
You guys shit on it constantly. Like,
one console is always going to be better than the other. Maybe it's 1% better performance wise.
No, you don't know. I think across the board, PS4 has, dude, has like better like exclusives, better. Like from little tiny games.
That's an absolute great point, right? Like graphics. If one is 1% better, then it counts for shit. Exclusives go 10 times farther than
I'm not talking about exclusives. I'm not talking about
the
games.
Interface
about
goes 10 times farther.
Hardware.
It's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
How well it runs. How well
the hardware inside of PS4 is better. It's
yeah,
like on
is.
The sheet. This is better.
And hardware equates to higher frames, better resolution.
Yeah, right?
Look, I'm not talking about fucking games, dude. It could have the best games in the world.
What does hardware matter?
Where it counts.
If this is the argument I'm making, is that the PS4 is a stronger, more powerful system.
So it has higher numbers on a piece of paper. It is.
All four of us agree, right?
That has been fine. I've never disagreed with you that it can...
100 is a bigger number than 50.
Yes. But that doesn't make it a better console.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
But it's one of the reasons.
That's not the argument that I'm making. I'm saying PS4 is stronger.
No one's disagreed with that.
We all agree.
Okay.
So I'm saying I concede that point, which is worth 1 point. And Xbox gets 10 points for having a better interface.
Well, hold on. You can't just introduce a point structure.
I'm having
a black and white argument versus
There is no argument. Everyone agrees with you. NX is going to come out, and then you're going to have to concede that NX is better. And then you're throwing it's a better console because it's got fucking one more megahertz better than PlayStation 4.
If it's a stronger console, it's a stronger console.
Hey, can we talk about NX for a second? There's actually NX news, eh?
No one's teasing you.
I don't think
I'm agreeing with you.
We're all having a different argument right now. I was just saying that you guys shit on Xbox.
The argument was Xbox versus PlayStation.
I fixed it. He's just tripping, but...
I'm not tripping. You guys are fucking coming at me.
But
neither one of us are. All I was trying to say is that
guys,
Xbox
they said it
would
again.
Be awesome if we played on it together still, because Xbox Live I like better than I like PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 is so bare bones.
It's hideous.
Well, wait a minute.
You remember? Shut up. The fucking interface is like a slide to the right.
Yeah, but I can still play games and talk with you. That's what Xbox Live is.
It's like going from an iPhone
to an achievements, I got trophies.
You know how YouTube kind of curates your experience?
An iPhone is Xbox Microsoft in this example.
It's not as good as YouTube.
iPhone is Microsoft.
The store is better. Like, Xbox sells you things.
It has light.
If I was going there,
Android's more powerful.
I don't care about
sure, but it might not be better.
But it sucks. That's a very good example, actually.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. I was never arguing with you, like, yes, I can guarantee you that your new Samsung phone is better than my new iPhone. Like, guaranteed. It's got better specs.
There's a better experience.
But that doesn't mean that your phone's better than my phone, was the argument that I was making. We should be playing Xbox because it's a better console. Even though...
Knowing that PS4 runs better and looks better... I can't
deny. Like, I missed Forza 6, and I would fucking love to play that game with you guys.
You know what? I can honestly think you might have been right
too
a year ago that they were the same. But I truly believe that they're not the same.
What do you have now?
I just think we have more support from third parties. Like, there's tremendous, tremendous games that are only PS4.
Like what?
Okay.
The thing is...
Well, no, but seriously,
Hellblade
like what?
Is one.
Hellblade is not even a fucking look. Game.
Uncharted, obviously.
Uncharted's Infamous. One. And Infamous... Again,
things
we like it. More
I truly believe. Okay. I truly believe these Frostbite games will look better on
better.
PS4.
Already do.
They're getting there. Gears of War is probably good.
Whoa,
no, it looks bad.
Gears of War looks bad.
Gears of War 1, 2, and 3. The campaigns were fantastic.
I'm talking about 4.
I don't think that this will be very.
We're talking
much
about
different.
Graphics right now.
Why?
I am. Gears of War looks bad, right?
Oh, yeah. It
and those Frostbite games are going to look better on PS4.
You think Frostbite?
Yeah.
They'll look better? You think you'll be able to tell?
There'll be sliders down there. I think not in a moving picture, fucking comparison video.
I think if you were playing it...
Shiny. PS4 games are shiny.
Dude,
look at the difference
when you guys come over here and we have all of our fucking monitors and everyone's playing the exact same game on the same console and mine looks fucking 10 times better than yours because my monitor. Like... There's so much shit that equates to what you're seeing on the screen. Like, when I played Uncharted at my house with my fucking new TV, that shit would look amazing. It went to your house on a 10-year-old big screen, and you can tell the difference. Like, it looked much worse. I feel like if you came to my house, played a fucking Xbox One, and then played the PS4,
dude,
you wouldn't even
tell
Halo
me Halo looks like better. Fucking like a child's cartoon.
Halo would look the same on PlayStation, though. Who cares?
Halo isn't bad because of the graphical power. It's bad because of
the
way it's designed. Yeah, it's always kind of cartoony. The vibrant colors.
What looks great on Xbox.
Things are bad on Xbox because they're cutting back.
You think they can't do it?
Yes.
Wait, it barely looks better than fucking...
You think there's a 10% difference?
If they wanted to do 60 frames, 1080p, they could.
No, it doesn't.
Why can they do it on PS4 and not on Xbox?
Quantum Break looks surprisingly good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's based on real
The same developers can do a game better on PS4 than they can on Xbox.
Example me, though. Like,
every fucking game is running higher and better on PS4.
But again, like, what is the difference? Is it 1% or is it 20%?
But that's not the thing. Like, talking about a company making the same game for both systems, right? Obviously, it's going to be pretty close, and they're going to throw up their sliders or down their sliders, whether it's on PS4 or Xbox 360. Xbox One. But those are the games that are forced to be cross-platform. But you'll see in-house Sony stuff looking way better because they don't have to deal with, we need to launch this on multiple platforms. So it has to look good on Xbox One also.
So you think that...
Definitely, I think...
An amazing developer on making a PlayStation 4 exclusive can make a better-looking product than the best that someone could do on an Xbox One.
Yeah.
You think you would be able to tell the difference?
Yeah, definitely tell the difference. Yeah, if it was a game that was only made for one of the
other... I feel like if Naughty Dog made an exclusive game for Xbox One, it would look just as good as it would on a PlayStation
4. No way.
Halo would look good, Gears of War would look good, if they wanted to.
Dan, you're talking
Nobody is as good as them. They can't do it.
This is the unwinnable argument.
Dude, like, think about how much farther you could go with a PS4 just by making it 930 frames. You know what I mean? Like, just by going... Wait, like, the reason that an Xbox One game... No, but hold on. The reason why an Xbox One game, like, an Xbox One can run a PS4 game is because they have to make that compromise, right? So what if the game is so big and so great?
You think that every game on Xbox One is downgraded from the PlayStation 4 version?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is known... Games are developed.
That was like a big deal for a long time.
Every single game is worse.
Yeah,
that was a big deal for a long time. PC version 100.
Hold on.
PlayStation 4 slide back to 88. Xbox One 86.
So we agree.
Last generation.
Yeah, we agree.
You see no difference.
Last generation, Microsoft.
No, that's wrong. Xbox 360. You're talking about comparing this one game that's out for both. You're talking about one game that's out for both, and
I was saying that.
I'm saying if you make like the games built from the ground up, one box will have more powerful, like bigger, more robust games.
But will it be a big enough difference for you to even know?
You probably won't even. It's probably more than just graphics.
Dude, Uncharted 4 looks better than any game that Xbox will ever put out.
You think that's? No, I don't think so.
I think if one development house had to make the game for both, they'd both look bad.
Yeah, is the Order an exclusive?
The Order?
Yeah,
The Order could not be done on a fucking Xbox. What? Jesus Christ! Why are we having this argument?
You're wrong, though.
Because I think you're wrong.
It would just look worse.
What evidence do you have? The internet saying...
Yeah, you're just...
12-year-olds complaining because there's a 1%
Digital
difference.
Foundry, a website based on comparing games. Like, this is how this game
runs
here.
And what's the metrics?
This is how the game runs here. Frames per second, fucking resolution.
Yeah, but what's the difference? Tell me. Like, give me some examples. Hard, concrete evidence. Is it
59?
This is the same,
okay, I'm still having the same argument as which one is more powerful.
Yeah, and we all agree the PS4 is more powerful. You're just trying to, compromise.
You have to prove it's significant enough to actually make a difference.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is I also think the exclusives are better. I also think
that's a very good point. PlayStation exclusives are
like the amount of content, the amount of like player-driven content. Like, did you see the Gran Turismo stuff today?
But we're also still having an argument based
on... Okay, so Gran Turismo is going to be a massive game. Like, it's called Gran Turismo Sport. It got announced, yesterday.
Last week. I'm waiting for news,
it has a giant, robust fucking, league tour and stuff like that, and...
It will be bad. Forza will be better.
No, but they put on an event, you know what I mean? Like, they're really trying. Like, they're going after these core audiences. They had a massive tournament. Like, they're just working harder for the gamer.
I think that the same thing can be said of Forza. You're
Microsoft... You think the same thing can be said about Microsoft when the last decision they made was to cross-platform all of their exclusives to PC? You think they give a shit?
They're losing money. Yeah.
They don't care, man. They're
Microsoft is doing tons of things for gamers.
Do you know that?
There's like weekly videos on like fucking what's new on Xbox. You cannot find that on PlayStation. It's actually really cool.
So how long
have you been talking about
this for years?
Yeah, the PlayStation's YouTube page is updated every day with awesome videos.
No, but there's somebody who makes a compilation who talks and like plays different...
Larry Herb?
Not like... Just trailer videos for every game.
Xbox Live is amazing.
They're pushing that to the console. You have to go to YouTube to find that. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, I guess I don't care because I don't have an Xbox. But
I know. I'm just defending Xbox. You're saying that they're not doing things for their gamers. They're doing tons of things and going out there.
Yeah, they don't want to make
indie
game
things. And
there's just games end up being.
You're just not aware of it.
There are good games.
Halo 5 was bad. You said Quantum Break was bad.
Okay, Halo 5 is bad because I don't have the time to play it anymore.
Sunset Overdrive. Give me a break.
That's probably a good game.
No.
Why is that any different than any other game like Ratchet and Clank? TJ made that point. He's very right.
Because it's the worst game. Everybody, I thought you played it and beat it and said it was bad.
Ratchet and Clank's not that even that good.
Ratchet and Clank is awesome. It's a lot of fun. I didn't get into Sunset Overdrive, but
is that an Xbox game?
Yeah. Chad's like shitting on
it. No, Ratchet and Clank.
No, I'm not shitting. I'm saying you said it was bad, so I'm saying Dan said it was bad. It's bad.
They're all bad.
I didn't give it a chance, really. And I think that
you can't defend the games. Their exclusive games have been pretty shitty.
Yeah, I guess they have. Dead Rising
sucks. Not shitty, but not as good as PlayStation.
Okay.
Dead Rising, yeah, it's not good.
Point.
Halo's actually really good.
Halo is really good.
Okay, so exclusive is more powerful. What else?
Fuck you.
That's it. That's all PlayStation has for it.
You think, are we going by the numbers here?
You're the type of person who, when you have something, it's the best of the best. And you'll shit on everything else.
That's not true. I'll stand by Wii. We can talk about Wii U right now.
Hey, I do a lot of research on whether or not I should buy which one's the best.
Yeah, the internet always says, oh, the resolution on this one is
fucking 1080p. It's not that. It's
comparing. It was also $100 cheaper.
It's the same as buying a PC.
Here's what you can't measure. You want to buy a strong
PC, you don't buy a shitty fucking, you don't buy shitty components. Better components are on PS4, so okay, I'm going to get the better experience, apparently.
Sure, but that's fine. I never disagreed with you the fact that, yes, the components are better.
What am I going to do when Neo comes out? Like, I really need a fucking 4K.
I just don't know how much of a difference it is by, like, yes, it's better, but how much better? Like, do you even notice? I can go to Joe's house, play on his TV, the same fucking game, and I'm getting a better game at my house. Like, there's so much shit that
matters to what you see
on the screen. We could play all the same game, monitor, in here. Same console, same everything. Mine looks better because of the console.
Damn, why don't you play it?
Play what?
There's Xbox.
Because none of you fucking play it. It's so boring to play any game that... Anything by yourself, even a single player game.
I would love to play Battlefield with an Xbox controller.
All I want to do is play a game and be able to talk to you guys about it and have some excitement instead of everyone shitting on everything all the time.
Give me a break.
The gold trigger sold me.
Are you kidding me? What's the last thing that we all rejoiced collectively?
Did you bring it?
It's no.
Honestly, that's a good question.
My fucking Master Chief controller. You're just guilty, dude.
What's that?
My Master Chief controller.
It's like you don't like the games I play.
I'm open-minded to every game. I will try anything.
I almost bought it. I was debating what I wanted to.
I mean, I'm not going to play Axiom.
They're the best controllers. It is the best controller ever made, which is heartbreaking because I can never go. Like, I'm going to start playing on Xbox One until. If there's an Xbox like 1.2, I said it 3 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to choose PS4.
White system.
I don't want PS4. I'm imagining like 2 years from now, I'm going to go back to Xbox and be like, oh, why did I ever leave?
You know what, man?
I can just be welcome back into Xbox Arcade.
Dude, you hear those sounds? Like the Xbox, like, power on sound?
Achievement logged?
The screens?
Dude, and you'll just be on sound.
You guys shit on Kinect, but it's awesome.
What are you talking about? You guys have more into sound than I am.
Even just for voice controls alone, it's awesome. It works.
I can voice control my headset on PS4.
Yeah, you can.
Does it work well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, I don't use it.
It's just not 360. 360 was so good.
So good.
You know what I mean?
You know why 360 you don't was know that, so though. Good?
I do know.
Because PlayStation 3 was so bad. Now, when I play PlayStation 4, I go play Xbox.
360 is so good. 360 is so good.
Remember Polygon Longform? They talk about the birth of Xbox Live.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you listen to another episode?
Yeah.
The second generation of Xbox Live, where they launch it for 360?
No.
I don't think I did this. It's just as good.
Wait, I must have, though. Is that brand new?
No. I didn't see it either. I seen it like when I scrolled down. For it. It's good. They talk about
360. I like the chair episode, too.
And how they went in.
Yeah, I just want to play some fucking games with my friends was the original point. And I would like to play with a better controller.
Me too.
With Xbox Live. It's fucking awesome.
See, wait a minute. Now let's narrow it down to what makes it good just because it's Xbox Live, though.
It just feels better. The controller feels alone, achievements alone.
We're not talking about Xbox Live anymore. Sorry.
Don't mean shit to me.
I just want to know. You keep saying, like, let's all play on Xbox Live. So why Xbox Live? What's the better online... like, experience. I'm honestly interested.
The controller. The achievements. Just, I like Chivos. The old feeling of being on Xbox.
I'm off Chivos.
I don't get it with PlayStation 4.
Yeah, every time I turn... PlayStation was awesome, though. When it launched, I was trying to think...
It's still so
awesome. Remember with 360? 360 was a game changer. You open it up, it was first, like, 1080p, like, I'm buying a new TV.
Yeah.
For this HD, that like, holy shit.
Spin of the X?
Can I ask you guys?
And you're playing a game, and you press the button, and it goes, would you like to back out, like, the dashboard? Like, holy shit, what is this? An Xbox Live Arcade? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist games? Anymore. Arcade doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, because everybody's...
No, it should exist.
But nothing like that exists
They should have went with it and like figured it out and made a way, like, how do we keep it cool? And like, okay, let's do this with Xbox Arcade and this is why it's better. But they didn't. They just abandoned it.
Well, so they have ID at Xbox, which is independent developers. It's just...
So, okay, hold on.
It's more exclusive now to become a developer. What the hell am I thinking of?
Hey, if I watch a gameplay video, and I watch a lot of them on the PlayStation YouTube, obviously, so it's like a little bit biased because like it's PlayStation that's feeding me this content. But even if it's through the PlayStation YouTube, at the end of the little trailer... It should say Xbox if it's coming out for Xbox, right?
It just says PlayStation 4?
I don't know. Either none of these games come out for Xbox, or they're lying to me and they're just not putting it on the list.
I don't know.
Are you saying every game on there is PlayStation exclusive?
Yes.
There are so many videos of so many games that I'm convinced are only coming out for PS4, and they all look sick.
No Man's Sky, boo.
I'm going to honestly say
what
this.
What are you talking about?
Your game that you're really excited about? I'm sorry.
Hellblade?
I'm sorry.
I'm so excited about so many games, Dan.
Hellblade? I'm sorry to tell you, my friend.
He's talking about the one that he really hates.
No, it Hellblade. Looks cool. There's a video that you showed me.
Why do you shit on everything?
The CG video looks cool. The story looks cool. She's in her head and she's fucking nuts and she hears all the voices and stuff and then she fights that beast. And I'm like, this is like, you talk about fucking feeling like an old game. You're shitting on Uncharted. That's gonna feel like playing fucking God of War 1. Square, 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 triangle, square, 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 square.
I've never played God of War.
That's all it is.
Fighting games are fun.
No.
Let me worry about
that. God of War sucks. I hate God of War. I tried to play the most recent one. The remastered edition.
You always get on my case. Getting those upgrades and shit. Like, XXXY. Like, you're just raping. That's fucking fun. Hey, I love those games.
Why do you always shit on me when I'm excited for a game?
Because I want you to be excited about a good game.
Well, maybe I don't fucking care about just GTA, man.
Just more excited for Battlefield.
That's good. I'm excited for Battlefield 2. Don't get me wrong. That's a good one. I'm talking just
Battlefield 1.
I meant as well, you fuck.
I'm always nailing
it. Don't talk it down, because you do that, dude. You come at me every time I'm excited about a game.
Destiny, you that was one. That was the first one I feel that I got all over you. That was because of your ridiculous expectations of...
They weren't ridiculous. Space travel. Story. Have a story?
It did have a story. You just didn't
lines?
Like
what
it.
Were the give lines? Me a fucking break.
What were the Joel lines?
No, it was... no
downside
compelling,
co-op.
No downside compelling co-op. Space compelling travel. Space travel.
No are those, downside co-op.
No downside co-op was... That was fake.
What does that even mean?
Compelling space travel. No downside co-op.
Listen to the episode, man.
What else was... There were four.
Star Fox Battles?
Yeah, some
maybe
some
it was
space battles. Somewhere
space right. battles. I was like, this isn't happening. I that'd knew it was real. It was unrealistic.
Space travels,
and that was the only thing I wasn't
listen,
saying.
That game sucks.
Destiny's fucking amazing.
Destiny's good.
It's incredible.
Hey, do you hear the?
No, I know. Give it a 5 out of 5.
Do you hear the new fucking demo Stop coming out or whatever?
Yeah, well, Dan, I gave it a fucking 5 out of 5. I had a great time with it. It's better than Uncharted.
Haven't seen it.
Dark Iron.
It is better than Uncharted.
Destiny's better than Uncharted.
Thank you. Suck my balls, then.
You're what acting else? Like I'm saying Uncharted is the best game in the world. I'm just saying Uncharted is a you good were. Game. You're saying game fucking sucks.
You gave me shit. Because I said,
I want to hear TJ.
You know why? Because like I said, for one fucking time, I would like to play a game and say, this game's awesome. And collectively, we all say, yes, this game is awesome. I have to do that with fucking this guy.
Doom.
Doom is that Zachariah, game. Oh, hey. St. John, and Fano. Why couldn't we all play fucking Bloodborne and like it? Nope, someone's just got to fucking hate everything.
Hate
every
it.
Fucking game sucks.
I never even
and then
saw
Doom
it.
Comes along and you like it. I'm like, well,
oh, that was me.
Boom.
Maybe you should pick it up then.
I want to, but it's $90 and I'm not willing to pay $90 for a 10-hour experience.
You're never going to play Uncharted again. Sell it.
It's more than 10 hours.
Spend $10 more and get Doom. The best game of the year.
That's a good idea.
Here's going to be I can't believe how much you like Doom.
I love it. Holy it's, shit.
How many hours
waiting
have you
for turn on you?
What level you want?
For you to turn on it.
Dude, I just got back from hell.
Doom is Star Fox.
For the first time? Yeah. Oh my god. I thought this thing was like 10
it is
levels.
Arcade-y.
It's long,
it's got that old feeling.
It's really long.
Hey. I thought I was done 4 levels ago. I'm not shitting you. Like, it just keeps fucking going.
Am I right?
And the multiplayer is so goddamn deep.
Really?
The multiplayer is so goddamn bad.
The mechanics of the game... Maybe are. I only played like 2 matches.
The map builder is awesome, and I'm sure you
snap
can do some fun with it.
Is insane. You can build the fucking game in Snap Map. Like, there's logic.
Can you Do you have to, like...
And you can play, like, cooperative, right?
Well, yeah. You make the map. You spawn beasts
and stuff, too. You can spawn beasts, and you just...
That is incredible. That's incredible, and then you can
any
play...
Any kind of map. Four against four.
Dude, that sounds like a lot of fun.
One against one against one. So, well, I'm not sure if that's exactly
is how it... Is it private servers? Can we play, like, with us?
Because
that would be really cool.
That would be really cool, because community-made stuff is going to be fantastic.
Even but just us.
It's competitive Mario multiplayer is shit. Garbage.
Awful. It does suck when the enemies have like the exact same health as you, and like they all have better guns. And shit.
You just spawn with like this guy's got a rocket launcher, this guy's got a sniper rifle. It's fucking.
I want to do like objective based things. Maybe we're like it's competitive in a way you got to kill more people or something. I'm not sure if that exists yet, but
maybe I don't know. What I played was deathmatch, and it was just the beta, and it was bad.
Can I talk about how good this game is?
Go ahead.
I would love to hear. Yeah.
All right. So basically, it's just. Turning it on the first time, I expected the game to be really, really bad.
Why'd you buy it? Just sheer interest?
You expected Doom to be bad?
Oh, yeah.
You bought it, though.
It was Game of the Year at E3 or whatever last year, and it looked awesome.
It had a great demo.
It looked awesome, but it was like, there's no way that's like that just looked cool, and by the end of the trailer, he had already done those kills or whatever.
You still before. Do the same animations like 1,000 times in a row.
But it doesn't matter.
They're fast enough that it's okay.
Yeah?
If it was too slow, I would... be pissed off, but
they,
it's just...
They sped him up. They sped him up a lot compared to the E3 demo. But yeah, there was no, like, you said the multiplayer was really bad. There was really no coverage on this game. So it was just like... It's just a bad game coming out. They didn't send out review copies.
Yeah, that was a bad sign.
And I read...
Bethesda's fucking wild.
Polygon's, like, preview, like, after playing it one day, the first thing he said was like, usually it's really bad and a bad sign when publishers don't send out a review copy, but I can honestly say that I have no idea why they didn't send it out. Like, this game is pretty fun. He's like, I can't wait to jump back in. So I was like, that's awesome. I went and bought it.
Nice.
You trust those guys.
Just the moment-to-moment gameplay. Yeah. Is so much fun. Like, there's never downtime.
It is. It's go, go, go. Your character fucking runs around. Like, the glory kills are really fast. So it's just like, it's almost like a second of invincibility.
Yeah.
You're actually not invincible when you're doing glory kill.
You're still getting hit.
But, like, if there's a fucking ton of guys around, you do the glory kill and it locks you into that motion and you try to, like,
and there's so many cool mechanics about it. Like, playing on ultra violence, you get fucked up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you gotta do glory kills because glory kills get you more health.
Yeah, we were doing that when we were playing the show.
And if you run out of ammo, you fucking chainsaw a guy while you're in the middle of the battle and just still keep going.
Are you playing in ultraviolence?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so fun. It has to be played on ultraviolence. Has to be.
The load times.
The load times are shitty.
Ruining
for a different reason, but
are they any better?
Come on.
Are they any better load times now because of that update?
No.
It didn't help?
I played for 5-6 hours without the update, and I've played probably 5-6 hours with it now. No difference.
That long?
Yeah.
That's a long fucking game.
Well, you're playing on ultraviolet.
I'm playing every night for like 2-3 hours.
It's fun, eh?
I feel like
it is so much fun.
I get a little frustrated
when I die. No, I want to.
So it's
beat the campaign.
It's more fun to play.
So I can go back.
That's the thing. Moment to moment, it's
fun factor.
I'm like. Totally different games, only comparing them because of proximity. Like,
that's like my highest measurement, man, or like my most valuable scale is fun playability.
Don't you hate that
play,
yourself?
Play. Yeah.
It's like the whole society, just care. Give me right now, I want it now.
No,
like,
I don't hate that. I love it.
That's there's something wrong with the world.
I'm a Nintendo fan, man. Fuck
is
you.
Is that a plus for Doom?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Like
just jumping and playability? Like
really good storytelling that like, you know, like, takes time.
He wants his movies to be movies, not games to be movies.
Boom, just give it to me now. I want to be entertained constantly.
Yeah, like, it's got to be a game.
That's the thing.
How does the artist in you, like, think that way? How do you not realize that you're, like, dying inside?
Because most fucking video game stories are so bullshit. They're fucking bullshit, TJ. Halo? Fuck off.
Doesn't mean you can't want better, buddy. Doesn't mean
Mass
you can't
Effect.
Want better.
And it's, like, my favorite game. Like, the one game that has a good story.
Mass Effect doesn't have the moment-to-moment fun.
Oh, yeah. Sure it does.
It's
so much more compelling. Mass Effect, the way it plays is completely different. Like, it is gamey in the fact that, like, it's not like a...
Well, Uncharted
it's just
attempts
a, like,
to be that way.
Uncharted attempts to do something, yeah.
So it just doesn't capture you in that way.
No.
Just, I'm just saying, moment to moment is great, and it's really easy to just pop on Doom, but, like, you got to appreciate the games that take time, that you have to give it 2 hours a night, you know?
You have a hard time dedicating yourself to any game.
Nowadays, yeah.
You wouldn't play Metal Gear Solid.
I wouldn't
that
game,
that offends me. It offends me that you say that.
You wouldn't. No, you were like, I don't have the time to invest but 80 hours to care enough to play
into this Metal Gear.
Into Metal Gear.
Yeah, but there's.
If it was Mass Effect,
you wouldn't play.
I'd play Mass Effect for 900 hours.
Would be. Yeah, like, if there was enough content, I would play only it forever.
It was the same with Overwatch. 3.
You said you wouldn't play Overwatch.
I'll give anybody $50 Overwatch right now. Looks like if they a tell nightmare. Online
fucking competitive fucking bullshit.
I didn't even get to scale again.
Did you beat Witcher?
No, I'm in the last
amazing
mission.
Fucking game. No one beat it.
There's too much.
It was too much.
I will beat it.
The thing, like when people say like it has 200 hours of gameplay, I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, no,
give me 6 hours.
You better be delivering like no. good fucking shit.
6 hour campaign.
No, that's where Destiny became a really good game.
Campaign. Maybe 10 hours.
For
that.
Let's go on. Was it you who never made it to Skellige?
Yeah, I'll go 6 to 10.
I got burnt out on that fucking stupid town, Novigrad.
6 to 10 is I can.
Novigrad was
the completionist in you ruined that game.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
And I said that fucking travel the waters of Skellige for hours and hours.
Skellige was amazing. That was so much fun.
And that fucking. Like little router, whatever you know, like the boat.
I could, thank you, but I can't.
Listen, no game should be as long as a season of Game of Thrones. Period.
No, should be as long.
No game should be as long as a season of Game of Thrones.
No, there are games that are made for you, which are less than that, and then there are games for made people who have time. And those games, I just wish I had time for them.
Yeah,
that's all there is, and I sympathize.
So I got. Back from hell for the first time.
Yeah.
I have all the guns. I have double jump.
Yep.
What nice. Else do I have to look forward to? Upgrades?
In Doom?
You have the BFG.
Don't ask.
No, I don't.
The BFG's good.
Oh, fuck. The guns are so good.
Have you got to a boss
fight? I heard you can upgrade them in different ways.
There's boss fights in the campaign?
I thought it was the fucking end of the game. I'm like, and then I was like, as I was playing, I'm like,
okay.
They should have had
damn
boss
it.
Fights the whole fucking way. And then there's more boss fights, and I'm like,
oh,
go on, you Doom,
dude.
Go
it's so you. Good, right? It's so good.
It is so good.
That game's probably awesome.
And the second boss fight is like,
I'm fucking buying it.
Why was this easy as the first boss fight?
I'm buying it so and we can play the multiplayer.
Oh, it's so good.
You guys are gonna play multiplayer?
If you fuck me on this, I'll be upset because this is $90 that I don't want to spend right now.
Dude,
but I'm going to.
You'll have a good time with the
game. No. Listen,
what's the lifespan of this
there's
game?
No doubt in my
when
mind.
When does Battlefield 1 come out?
October.
Listen to me.
Dude, I'm not playing multiplayer.
There's no doubt in my mind that I will play the single
player. Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to spend just the summer.
I will buy it and I'll beat the single player and I will enjoy that. But
yeah,
I can borrow that from you guys after if we're not going to play it online together.
Borrow it from Chad and maybe we'll play two nights.
Honestly,
that's the extent that it'll
I don't know. Like, I don't play Mario Maker even though it's a great game.
Because you don't have anyone to play with. That was my point with Xbox. It would be great if you had somebody else who played fucking games with you.
If Truth. The co-op aspect of the multiplayer, like the snap map, is good, we can play it.
I think that some people are going to make some crazy good shit. I've heard there's people that already have made the original game in that look like the original game. And there are sections in the actual campaign like that. Have you hit any of them yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, no. Okay. Does every level have a fucking secret Doom level?
Not everyone. So. No, there are some throughout.
Okay, there are two dolls in every Doom level.
I found them.
I've gone through 11 Doom levels or something like that, and I found like 4.
Yeah, they're hard. They're like hidden.
They're incredible.
Honestly, when I was playing the game, I
found tons.
I found
of dolls.
Yeah, but he's probably just he flies through. I was watching him play. Actually, you probably take your time and search areas. Yeah, you just fucking.
I do.
If
search
you're fighting
every
enemies,
corner.
You just sort of keep going
in Doom.
Yeah,
I search every corner in Doom.
I was
but
playing.
It's better. It's,
I was playing it like that as well.
We were jammed and we got lost many times.
That was a thing.
A couple of like, times you do get lost.
I'm like, the map doesn't...
Yeah.
Like,
where
no
the
navigation.
Fuck am I going?
The navigation's bad.
It feels like a Doom 1 game. Like, you open up the map and
Doom
the map is
game.
Like multi-layered and it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm
it's
looking
perfect,
at.
It's perfect, but it's too complicated.
Yeah.
It's just not useful.
Yeah, like, I want to quickly know, I want to turn left, but it's like, I got to open it and spend 30 seconds going like...
My intention, by the way... Beat the game, new game plus, do it on easy, and I've got the... I'm hoping I get all the weapons unlocked and all the mods.
Oh, yeah.
I have it so, like, it fucking the radar beeps and shit when I'm near a secret, and they all, like, are revealed on the map.
So you'll play a second playthrough for collectibles?
Dude, I play it again on higher difficulty. With better guns from the start.
On higher.
I just want to be overpowered. I just want to fucking fly through, get the secrets. It's still fun because I'm just, like, blowing shit up. Maybe not easy, maybe just normal. I don't know.
It has fun factor 5, let me say. Just like,
let me say.
What the fuck is that game?
The
game we always talk about.
Infamous.
Infamous. Exactly. I could play Infamous again.
Did you hear that Galaxy 2 shit out?
I think Doom has that same ability.
Yeah. Probably.
It's so fun. It's
the collectibles and the little secrets actually make it more playable. Like, there's so much stuff. There's the dolls, then there's, like, the secret rooms, there's the... I've almost got all the upgrades, but I missed a few, I'm pretty sure.
Do you know anything about those secret rooms?
Can I tell you about the music?
Dan, do you think you and I have the most polarized gaming interests?
Yes. I will continue.
The music's amazing.
No, like,
it's heavier and heavier.
It can't be me and Chad are the most similar, though.
Dude, the music.
You are.
I don't know.
Listen to me. Those levels are actual levels from the original game, even as much as down to, like, the enemy is in the same exact spot in the level where they were in the original.
What?
Except they look new. Not the old, like, 2D
shit. You're just saying it's new graphics?
That's impressive, right?
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Is that a remake?
Listen to me. There are secret levels within the levels that look like the old Doom. Oh!
Do you remember Wolfenstein?
Through it, and the enemies that are in that area are the new-looking enemies in the old game world. But they are in the exact same spots that they were in the original.
That's weird.
That's cool.
Do you have the same mechanics? Do you have the same guns?
You'll have all the guns that you have.
Oh, well, that's really
cool. Your hands don't change. So you're like super 3D with super 3D enemies in like a shitty world.
That's fucking
awesome. But it's exactly the levels, even down to where the enemies were. Like, that's
super cool. There's a lot of polish done in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be shit, and I'm amazed that, like, just...
Buddy, this was gonna like save the franchise.
You pick up the shotgun and it's like, and then it's like,
you think so?
Like as the like the last like drum.
It recaptures that corny, over the top, fucking crazy weapon game.
Yeah,
I was like,
you're just running around going.
BFG was Doom, right? And then I fucking got it like a couple levels later, and like you pick it up and it's like covering your whole screen. It's this giant thing. It's like, and then he puts it down. It's like, I hope I can fucking see this game when I play. And it reminded me of that time in games when, like, it was just, like Duke Nukem, like, and then, you know, Doom came out kind of same time, just over-the-top cheesy, and
yeah.
They've recaptured 100% that so well. 100%
on purpose.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, and I mentioned that, like, it's saved the franchise game because Doom 3 was pan. Like, no one, like, they went for super serious. Doom 3 was
good.
I loved it.
Doom 3 was good. It just wasn't Doom.
Yeah, but it was a new id Software game. They used the Doom license. More than
arcade-y.
Yeah, it was just, they had the talent to make a good game, but it wasn't Doom. They called it Doom.
No, it was still Doom. Hell felt like hell. Like, it was still fast. Not.
Remember
like,
we played... What the fuck?
We played that upstairs, N64.
What? Like, Xbox One.
Original?
Original Xbox. We both had it.
That's what it was.
We played Doom 3
in your bedroom.
In my bedroom upstairs.
We were, like, at similar parts of the game at the same time
playing. That came out for Xbox One, eh? Wow. Good for them. It was PC and Xbox One. That's it.
Talking about original Xbox.
Doom 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xbox One. Sorry. The original Xbox. That's like, I was calling it Xbox One still.
We've always called it Xbox One. That's the problem with Xbox One.
But, you know, that was a huge win for them, man. Do you remember, like, what that console went through? Like, a lot of shit.
Yeah, I didn't care for a long time. Nobody had it.
No, but Halo came out, right? Yeah. It was just, like, a fucking big deal.
I didn't get Xbox until, like, 2 years after it came out.
Every motherfucking 360 has to have a serial port for fucking broadband. Or else, don't even launch the thing. And like, you're crazy. Put a phone line in it.
The best thing ever.
And it was like, listen, don't fucking do that. Like, that's what they talk about on this podcast. Is this guy like who pioneered Xbox Live?
Jay Allard
was like, you need to put a fucking Cat 5 female on this thing, or we're done.
I remember the first time I actually
and everyone was like, "Oh, was like, it's oh gonna, no one has the internet."
Yeah, you remember you needed
that was their
that was the big gamble.
Yeah,
Bill Gates and everybody at Microsoft was like, "You can't do it. No one in there's like 2% of the country that has broadband." Mm-hmm. He's like, "You need 56K," and he's like, "We're not launching it with 56K. We can't." And it was
how does someone like Bill Gates and that fucking company not see the future?
They were just like, it just to penetrate
the market. It's fucking Halt and Catch Fire, dude. Like, there was one person who's like, broadband is the future.
The like, launch of Xbox better. Live is the most, like, iconic.
By the way, fucking Halt and Catch Fire. Oh, it's so good. Anyways, sorry.
Really?
It's so good.
Okay, I got TV news. Let me butt in with TV. Season 3 of Fargo just announced Ewan McGregor lead.
Boom!
What? Yeah!
Boo, 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 boo! Exclusive orange mode!
Until it's not coming out. 2017 summer.
Dude, that's a good win.
That's a big scoop. You heard it first. Unless you checked the internet an hour ago.
That's really
or 3 days ago.
Oh, my buddy Doug just texted me that. My buddy Doug's live on scene. With Ewan McGregor. Doug, what's up?
How's that?
Yeah, Doom's good. 5 out of 5.
Are we going to talk about the movies becoming games thing?
Well, are we done games?
What? Oh, you just want to talk about Assassin's Creed. TJ didn't review Uncharted yet.
It's bad.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. 4.5 out of 5.
It's not a moment-to-moment game like Doom.
What is it out of 5?
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
4.5. No, it is.
I'd give it a 5. It's 5 stars.
The graphics are good. The story is cool.
I enjoyed every moment I played that game.
No.
Yes. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You know what I like?
Just because I didn't agree that they used some of the mechanics too much doesn't mean I wasn't enjoying while I was doing it. It wasn't a grind for me. It was
you
never
enjoyed
a
going...
It's like blaming
Nathan,
Call of Duty
come over here, give me a boost.
Okay, there were maybe...
Press triangle once and wait 25 seconds.
No, it was fast, though. I was worried about Uncharted being slow because I played 2.
I have
and
a
you're
quote
climbing
from
ledges, like, it's fucking mud, like, slow. But, like, when you fucking jump ledges, you're just... Like, pew, pew, you're pew, fucking pew. Spider-Man, just going up, like, just X, 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 flying up. I think they were very conscious of the pacing.
I'm glad you can go fast. I'm glad you can climb.
Yeah. Can slow-mo
but I think at those moments...
Watch.
At those moments, it feels more like a Sonic game.
Why are you doing this right now, though? Like, but wait, you don't care about the topic.
Like the 3D Sonic games... All you do is just press up and X.
Yeah, here it is.
Like to jump.
It's
and it's so basic.
Listen to my
amazing,
reaction.
There's
so
no skill.
Basic.
We were talking about it, like, it won't let you die almost.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
But listen to an extreme reaction that most games haven't taken. Where like you go over here and you hit X to jump, and there's nothing to jump to, so you don't jump.
Yeah.
Whereas most games would just
my
like,
guy still
jump
jumps.
And die.
You would just jump into a pit.
No, I wouldn't.
Your thing is, I should have like tried to continue the flip.
I got that on videos.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, whoa, shit! I got that on videos.
You said it.
No, I didn't.
You said it.
I was saying it before that happened. I'm recording a videos every time I watch
movies.
Every time I watch Fail on Me. Every week, there's somebody who says that stupid fucking line.
Oh, I've been videoing it.
This has been videoing the whole time.
I still say videotape.
I got movies. I watched Bridge of Spies. It was good.
I want to watch that.
Is that Tom Hanks?
You didn't watch it? Am I the only one?
Is that Tom Hanks?
Never seen it.
Oh!
I didn't like the name
of it. Let me tell you about it.
It was a Hanks and Spielberg movie. Don't spoil
it. Yeah, it's
a
Hanks Spielberg movie. It's a lot of fun.
What's it rated?
R.
6 out of 6.
Really? It is rated R?
I think so. No, maybe not.
There's swear words in there? Some?
There's not. And it's not a good movie. Don't watch it. It's not a good movie. It's like a lame...
I got something for you.
Yeah! TJ got something for me!
Alright, TJ, give it up.
TV! Yeah! I need some TV because there's nothing on right now.
Wait a minute, we're done with movies?
Well, just real quick. TVs and movies are one today.
No, go. You got movies? Let's...
No, tell me! You got me all
structure!
Excited. Nah, I don't know what that is.
No, I don't have any more movies.
It means don't talk about TV when you're talking about movies.
Oh, I thought you had a show called Structure. I'm like, I ain't watching that.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, TV.
Structure.
Fresh Meat.
What is this?
So, you know Inbetweeners?
Yeah.
You remember Simon?
Yeah.
He's on a new show called Fresh Meat. It's not even that new, actually. It's like 2011.
You and your fucking British shows,
it's
man.
Very British. I got another British one after this, by the way.
I thought I had a British show.
I like the
one,
don't get me wrong.
Dude. I watch so much British television. Like, when I look at it, there's
you
a lot.
It.
I do love it.
It's a different type of comedy, though.
It is.
It really is. It's funnier. Like, it's smarter, funnier than...
Yeah, and often very dirty.
Yes, it is.
So, okay, Fresh... Inbetweeners is like...
Yes, it is.
High school?
Yeah.
And
this
like,
is like college?
It brings you back to just, like, stupid, like, sick jokes, like, when you're young.
Do you remember...
This is university.
Did you watch all of that?
Yeah, of course I watched it.
Do you remember the episode where they're in a boat? And they have a fish.
Yeah.
And the fucking tall
guy's naked.
Punching the fish.
Yeah.
And it's actual blood. I'm like, did they just kill a fucking real fish? Because it sure does look like they killed a real fish. It's a funny fucking scene.
Dude, that show is full of that kind of shit. Oh my god. Okay, they have another show, those guys.
Or is that the
called
movie?
Chickens.
Chickens.
It's got, fuck, it's got Simon. And it's got, the geeky guy, the main guy.
You know, is Simon the fucking nerd, or the guy who said he fucks everyone?
Nerd.
No, that's the main guy, Simon, right?
No, it's not. It's the main guy's best friend.
Are you saying the main guy's the guy with the Caesar?
Yeah. Okay. The guy with the glasses who's like comes to the new school. Fuck, what's his name?
Oh my god, I completely forgot about him.
Yeah, he's the main character. What the hell's his name?
He's like the Ruxin of the bunch, isn't he?
No, he's not.
I'm trying to compare it. I'm like, not really. I know who you're talking about. What the fuck is his name? I know who you're talking about. The Jew.
Yeah, the Jew. Yeah.
The Jew.
The hot mom. Anyways, Simon is on the show, and he's actually one of the lesser characters of like the six, but it's about people living at a house in university.
How's Bubble Bobble?
And it's the same kind of shit where like awkward situations, funny, like really over the top sick comedy.
I'll watch it.
And it's incredible.
I'll get other people to watch it too that I work with, so we'll spread it.
Yeah.
Fresh Meat. I don't know what I've been watching.
Fresh Meat.
Oh, I rewatched Live, Die, Repeat.
It's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. American Netflix, yeah. Okay. I'll have to get it again.
Oh, and I'm watching King of the Hill, which is pretty good.
Oh, please don't.
Sorry, not King of the Hill. King of the Road.
King of the Hill is actually pretty funny. I've watched a few episodes of
King of the Road. King of the Road. King of the Road is what I'm watching.
What is King of the Road?
Oh, it's stoners and people play skateboard games.
Oh, okay.
Did they gym?
Probably. No, it's a scavenger hunt kind of deal. It's cool. Actually, it is cool. I was
so Thrasher Magazine has had this skateboarding team scavenger hunt for like the last, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, maybe even longer, I don't know. But they just get three teams and they go out and compete. They go to...
Is it all the skaters that skate for that particular company? Like Chocolate, they're all like...
There's a Chocolate team.
They're all pro skaters, right?
No, they're like flow riders. Like they invite like sponsored kids to come out and do this.
Sponsor like pro-ams or
Flow,
like
it's called
pro.
Flow. I don't know. Flow and pro is what they do.
So flow's before pro.
Flow's before pros. Because you heard it. Billy Marks is an old fucking guy. Like he so goes out there, back. He's one of their pro skaters. He's one of their celebrities that they can use to sell boards.
Ah.
But you don't want to invite him on this kind of tour because it's like 12-hour days of intense skating and like and weird
you
challenges and shit. Like, one of the challenges is like who can make out with the most chicks. Like they're just kids out on tour like doing weird stuff.
Either way, it's fucking pretty neat.
Team leaders there like driving the fucking bus. You know, like yeah, and it's a documentary kind of like reality TV show about that. So what happened is they go out and do that, and it's become like a huge deal over the like Thrasher magazine's grown in popularity. It's one of the only like existing skateboard magazines that still is going.
Sure.
So yeah, they have this huge thing, and then Vice Land or Vice fucking magazine said we're gonna come out and film this for our TV channel, and they said
Vice.
Yeah, they said cool. So it's Vice production quality. They have the Vice like. Documentary like quality of
Vice the TV show or
Viceland
Vice like
Vice was magazine, a magazine Vice. And now it's like a whole
there's a TV show right
no it's a network
Vice is like a
they have a network
they have it they have one show on HBO
yeah it's called
like,
Vice
it's like
yeah.
CBC
it's that okay go on
but Vice is their own network now and
they have a show on HBO
there's a Vice channel
yeah there's it's just like the most in depth documentary like parts like they'll go and investigate like. War and oil and all that shit. Some episodes, like, it'll just, like, deep into... One episode was about Detroit and scrap metal. So it's like these guys are Vice interview people. Like, they're on the edge guys. Like, so they'll actually go and meet the scrappers and talk to them. And I just got shout at yesterday and they follow them out there and stuff.
That's neat. Vice is pretty cool.
Yeah. So they made a skateboarding show about this Thrasher King of the Road tour. And,
I thought for a second it was going to be like a, so I told Jimmy not to kickflip and he did.
No, it's kind of fun in the way that like, I kind of got the feeling of like the way Jackass used to be, but not as stupid. It's not like dick stuff and poop. I mean, there was a little bit of poop.
Well, one of the, like, you go and it's just the gnarliest shit for like points and whoever wins the most points.
Yeah, it's like go to this skate spot or.
This is gnarly.
It was awesome.
So anyway, one of them was take a shit in the van. Yeah, you know, like, so and they're all points. Based on like stuff that happened on previous tours. So like it's like 150 points, and like that's how they open the episode. He's like, "Fuck!" And then everyone's getting sick, and it's like, okay, is this just bullshit skater stuff? And then no, like you actually learn a little bit about like they how like the history of Thrasher magazine, and they know like their skateboard history because they were a part of it.
That's
you know,
really
like
cool.
It is a good show. Like it's fun to watch.
Sounds awesome.
They go to skate spots, and it'll be like. Whichever team has the best line in this amount of time, whatever wins this amount of points, and it's like everyone's trying to do sick shit down a certain line.
These
and,
kids, yeah.
And you watch these people do some like crazy stuff, and then there's a guy who like drops in on this fucking 25-foot almost straight down wall with no shoes on for points.
No shoes or socks. He's like, I'll fucking do it.
He does the first fucking try. It's just like He's up there scared. And he's
like, yeah, they're talented. Fuck,
here we go.
So that's a good show, but it's super hard to find because you either have to have a vice. Well, you know what? It might be available like for torrent. I have no idea.
I have. They're not in any way connected with like HBO, are they?
They probably are. They have a show on
HBO. Because I have HBO
Go.
I know. I just have HBO on Kojiko.
You probably have Vice Channel.
I think I have the Vice Channel, but I've never gone to it.
Yeah, well, it's got like good 14 or something. It's got good content on that Vice Channel. You want to wrap it up?
TJ!
And we watched Game of Thrones. That last episode was pretty neat.
Caught up. Are we spoiling Game of Thrones now? Like, I think it's okay.
Well, we can wait till TJ's in here.
We talked about games.
We talked about TV a little bit. We talked about movies.
Yeah, we still got 10 minutes for our 90-minute cap off.
We'll let TJ come back.
Oh, yeah. I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
26 Cloverfield Street.
I thought it was really cool up until the aliens.
Really?
I almost wanted them not to do the aliens.
I agree. It was fucking awesome. I was like, which way is this movie going? At first, I'm like, it's an alien movie. It's Cloverfield.
Yeah.
And then I went in and I went, oh shit, maybe
he's just nuts.
Maybe he's just nuts and he's got her trapped. So I was completely swayed.
But it's both, guys.
And
it's
then,
both.
Hold on. And then I see the alien lady outside are like, bah! And I'm like, oh my God, outside is fucked up.
Yeah.
And he is crazy. It's both. Yeah. And then I saw the aliens and I was like,
yeah. Very disappointed.
Here's what I think. Like
the thing was in the sky. I was like, but like she seen the flock of birds fly by. I was like, oh, wow. She takes the thing off. She's great.
Yeah, I was like, that would have been cooler. Cut the movie.
Yeah.
Done.
Better. Oh, but those have happened, haven't they? Aren't we like...
I would have been happy.
We're not there.
I'm happy that it wasn't that cut, because that... It just... unfulfilling. Like, give me a fucking answer.
You know what? That is science. That's science.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I did like the movie. The way I think about it is, if they're going to build this Cloverfield world...
Have you seen 26 Cloverfield Road? I haven't seen that. No. Have you? Yeah, Joe and I
saw it in the theater.
And then Chad saw it this week. It's interesting, but I don't think it's very good.
No, it's not. Mm. But like,
good till the end. Very good.
I'm okay with that.
But if they keep building this Cloverfield universe, like in different directors, and like, oh, I'm gonna
that wasn't even the same thing because Cloverfield 1 was a beast movie, and this was an alien movie. The only thing
one is their monster that they send down.
So Cloverfield 2 is like
in the middle of the city. Hold on, in the middle of the big city, they send their beast down. Takes out the big city.
That's an alien beast or something.
And then the suburbs. Yeah, that's no Cloverfield. It came from space. They show it in the movie. It's like a weird, like, we caught it. You know, like, look in the background of this scene. It was one of those. But
I didn't care about your movie that much.
No. I didn't really care either. But that's what that was in it. And the second one is about, like, you know, like, what happened in the suburbs. You know, this girl got in a car accident and this guy...
Spoil it for TJ. He's watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I mean, I did kind of spoil it already.
But the fact that the first one's called Cloverfield, and the fact that this hair... Sorry, can I spoil it?
No.
It's a good movie.
For the listeners, don't spoil
And the
it.
Fact that this other story...
We did.
...takes place on Cloverfield Lane, and you know what happens? Like, towards the end is kind of cool, and you're like, I wonder if that's why it's called Cloverfield.
I wonder if 26 Cloverfield Road will be a good movie.
I'm just thinking, like, maybe if they try and... have loose connections. It could be kind of cool.
I think the movie was perfect up until that.
That Mary Elizabeth Winstead, man.
Wait.
Will McKenzie.
Who's this?
In-betweeners main character.
Oh, Will.
Hey, we're just stand-up comedy following our fucking structure.
What did I try to watch? Bill Burr. Care. He's pretty funny.
Is he?
He is funny.
I got one better than Bill Burr.
Who?
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr?
He's British. I didn't know that going in.
God damn it, TJ. But did you like him more because he's British? Oh,
yes.
Fucking.
Yes.
Oi.
Oi, matey, you have a cold on the
god, have you? More recommendations of comedians.
Yeah.
I love stand-up.
Okay,
stand-up's
great.
Really?
Netflix has a fucking... all this fucking stand-up, and it's all shit.
I've been burned so many times. Remember fucking...
That's the thing, is I've been burned.
You see a black man, gotta do it.
Okay, Bo Burnham. Words. Bo Burnham's good. Louis C.K. is good.
Louis C.K. is always good.
Maybe Aziz Ansari's first one was good.
Oh, no, late.
Okay?
His late stuff's better. Faux ishism.
Jimmy Carr, Funny Business, phenomenal.
Who did
very,
I watch?
Very, very, very good.
I watched a guy, he's also British.
Really raunchy.
He talks about a lot of cocaine, and I was just like, all right.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't agree with him. Like, ugh, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg is amazing.
I was just reading, like, Mitch Hedberg memes, because his jokes were that short that they can just be memes. and fucking dying laughing.
Yeah,
Jess so is good. Like, what's so funny? And I'm like,
there's so good.
Do I have Netflix?
No, he's not.
He's dead. He's dead, man.
You never heard Mitch Hedberg?
I have no idea.
Listen, dude. Go on YouTube and find yourself that fucking...
Shit. But you know the one joke? He says, like, he's like, escalators, they can't break or something. He's like, or you can't be disappointed if an escalator breaks because they're just stairs.
Escalators don't break. They just become stairs.
Yeah, it's like, sorry for the convenience. And I read that one and I was fucking dying. And I read it to Jess and she's like, it's not funny. I was like, that's funny.
Funny. My day-to-day life, I say Mitch Hedberg jokes as much as I do Billy Madison jokes.
Wow.
You think so? You know what?
Yeah. We'll check it out.
What's crazy is that...
I turned you on.
Fucking...
wow!
Somebody who's just like Mitch Hedberg... there's almost two. But someone who's just like him is Dimitri Martin.
What? Oh! Look at Dimitri Hedberg.
Dimitri Martin, his jokes are like this...
Dimitri Hedberg.
That guy's good, though.
Dimitri Martin, his jokes are very similar, actually. He has a really great...
I hate that he thinks he's the smartest.
If I? Yeah, that's a problem. I have a problem with that.
Well, then don't watch If I. If you just want his funny comedy, then...
Have you seen the live one?
What do you mean?
There's a new one on Netflix called Live at the Time.
Maybe, I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet.
You don't like that he is smart?
No, I don't like that he thinks he's smarter than he is.
He plays it up a lot. And then just like this, like, it's a bit, and he plays that bit... too much.
Flip chart was amazing, and that made him. And it's been
he's funny. And then similar to him is fucking
Bo Burnham is actually pretty good.
The first one's good.
Who's the other
second
smart?
One is way too pretentious.
Zach Galifianakis, his stand up is actually really his stand up is completely different from his characters.
I think his characters ruined him for me.
Yeah.
I can't even look at him.
His
stand
up is really good though. Like it's
so I'd be like, your jokes are stupid.
It's more
it's not Galifianakis jokes.
You know that show that
no,
he has
on YouTube?
No, it's not
Galifianakis jokes. His stand-up
people,
is actually like smart, intellectual like anecdotes. Like Mitch Hedberg and Dimitri Martin.
Have you seen any of those Galifianakis interviews where he just insults the people?
Yeah, Between Two Ferns?
Yeah. Like, even the character he is in that, I fucking hate that guy.
His stand-up is not any of that.
Okay. Well, no, it's just...
You hate the Brad... Did you see the Brad Pitt one? That's pretty good.
I like when they tease him back more. Like, lot more.
Oh, the Steve Carell one's really good, too. Steve Carell gets so pissed and starts talking shit.
It's
like,
fake, though.
Yeah, but they're both funny together. Ja. Like, being fake, you know? Ja. Like, comedians.
I don't think they are fake, though.
Ja.
The one that I've seen, like, the Brad Pitt one, he teases him pretty hard.
Brad Pitt knows he's not a fucking moron. He's
no,
not
but, like,
stupid.
Like, Galifianakis teases Brad Pitt really hard.
Super hard. That's the whole thing.
Like,
real insults. Like, real world insults.
Yeah,
but it's coming from a character. Like, you're defended behind a character. Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but...
He starts talking about his ex-wife and shit, like, on the skit.
Like, fuck you.
When you met Angelina Jolie, was that like a Ross and Rachel situation? Was it love at first sight? Like a Ross and Rachel situation? Brad Pitt's just like trying to keep a straight face. Like, the fuck? The Steve Carell one's perfect.
I do now. Now I'm turned on to it.
Let's put on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, the Natalie Portman one? He starts asking about her like vagina and stuff.
I don't know that one.
I
want to
watch that Steve Carell one and the Brad Pitt one.
You know what movie I watched this week? With Steve Carell in it.
Oh, real don't quick. Say it.
What?
Foxcatcher?
Yeah, no. I was worried.
No,
it was a Big Short.
I couldn't finish that. I didn't watch that either. It's, Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh my god, it's behind the curve. It's good, right?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's really good.
It gives me hope for the fucking Nice Guys. That movie looks
really
bad.
It's a good movie.
I really enjoy it. I think it's funny.
It is good.
Dude, I watched way too much Bob's Burgers now, and like, my whole life is one character in Bob's Burgers or the other.
Oh.
I'm super into Bob's Burgers. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Really
we're all ready to stand up. We talked about everything. Red or 90 Minute Cat.
People love Archer. I can't get into Archer either.
I haven't even tried.
Yeah. One episode. Bad.
That was it?
Couldn't do it.
Oh, see? Lights on.
Movie
party's
suck.
Up. All right, goodbye.
All right, take care. Goodbye, then.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for listening to me.
TJ, you want to pitch anything?
Cocky little friend!
Oh,
I didn't see